There's little doubt majority Republicans will pass this plan soon, and Governor Scott Walker will sign it. The questions each party is asking now is how will this map affect them, and will it survive a lawsuit? The map gives Republicans a long-term partisan edge in many districts, but conservative attorney Rick Essenberg of Marquette University told lawmakers that partisan gerrymandering in and of itself is not grounds for a lawsuit.
In fact, I would suggest that anyone who attempts it is wasting their money.
Essenberg says he studies redistricting plans throughout the country with his students. This one, he says, is tame by comparison.
As a lawyer and an academic, I feel confident in suggesting to you that if this is the plan that is adopted, it will not be susceptible to successful judicial challenge. That if this plan is adopted, it will be the plan. Courts will not rewrite it.
Essenberg was asked to speak by Republican attorney Jim Troupas. Troupas helped draw this map, but did not testify himself. Other lawyers had a decidedly different take yesterday. Milwaukee attorney Peter Earl represents a minority rights group and was asked whether he thought the map would hold up in court.
As a responsible lawyer, adhering to the ethical standards that govern my trade, I could not sit here and give you a legal opinion because I don't know. And I'm telling you, you don't know either.
Courts could look at a few factors. Near the top of the list is the Federal Voting Rights Act. The easiest way to get any map thrown out or redrawn in federal court is to dilute the voting power of racial minorities. Wendell Harris with the NAACP of Milwaukee says this Republican plan does just that by taking black voters out of River Hills Republican Alberta Darling's competitive Senate district and packing them into an already African-American Senate district in the city.
For the sole purpose of removing influential African-American voters from otherwise white majority districts in which we could have an influence on the outcome of the elections.
Critics say Republicans also decided not to add an Hispanic majority Senate district, even though they could have. Courts could also consider whether this map breaks up what are known as communities of interest. Former Democratic Congressman Dave Obey says that happens in his old 7th congressional seat, now held by Republican Sean Duffy. The map gives Duffy extensive new Republican territory and sheds Democratic counties to 3rd District Congressman Ron Kind. Obey says it shatters districts that had shared common interests for decades and makes both seats more polarized.
Does this country really need to be made more polarized? That's what's happening with this plan, and it's happening with other plans around the country.
Beyond those concerns, the map could also be a headache for many local communities. Normally, they draw their ward lines first, and then the state lays its map over the top. But Republicans are changing the law to let the state go first. Helen Nagler worked on a local redistricting committee in Appleton. She says if her community had known the process would work this way, they wouldn't have invested so much time and money in drawing the maps early. Nagler says now they have to start all over.
This is going to be a mess. I mean, I would like to say something else, but it's a mess.
Driving the expedited vote on these maps is the round of state Senate recall elections lingering on the horizon. If Republicans were to lose control of the Senate to Democrats in those contests, they'd also lose the rare chance to draw the political boundaries of their choosing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.